I hope you all had a wonderful Christmas and New Year with your family and friends. As we know, it's always a special time to get together with those we love, especially to see those that perhaps maybe we haven't seen for a while because they've been off at school or maybe they live in another state. Sometimes we all get together on those holidays, and it's such a joyful event. For me, it was no different. My oldest niece, had just started college this year at St. Ben's, and so we're all anxious to hear about how her experience was going. So we had Christmas at my sister's this year. I knew that my niece this summer had a very powerful spiritual experience, and that she went on her very first retreat. It was a tech retreat, which is called Teens Encounter Christ. And she had such a powerful, powerful experience on that. You could just see the joy and peace radiating from her from that day forward. So much so that she reported that when she went up to college at St. Ben's, one of the things that she was doing every month is rounding up freshmen and dragging them on these tech retreats, so to speak, so that they could have their own experience encountering Christ. And of course, my niece works on those retreats now. And as she was sharing this with me, I said, you know, it brings back a lot of memories for me because in my younger days, my college years before the seminary, I was helping out on our youth ministry team at our local parish. But we were working with a younger group of kids, junior hires. And so we would take them away not for 3 days, but for five to one of the Christian camps around the Twin Cities. And we'd do a whole week-long retreat. And I said, I hope your young adults were easier than my kids, because every time we went on these during the summer, the kids would start to complain. Of course, we'd all gather them together, and we wanted to start with a little prayer service to kind of kick things off. It wasn't very long, but too long for them. And so on that first night, we'd always hear things like, I didn't come here to pray the whole time. We want to have fun and hang out with our friends. And the next morning, they were starting to say, this camp is so boring. When can we do something else? We kept trying that to encourage them to hang in there with us. Of course, in the days that followed, of course, we had fun. It was youth ministry. But we always prayed first, and then we always had Mass. And after a couple days, we'd always notice that the young people started to open up a little bit. They started to share about their problems, the little crosses that they were carrying in their young lives, and their struggles. And then they would experience God's forgiveness through reconciliation. And pretty soon, as a team, we noticed that the kids were no longer complaining, that they looked peaceful. They were actually looking forward to the prayer time. And they treated each other with great kindness and respect. Of course, on the last day, they, like the people that my niece were dealing with, were changed for the better. And they would be giving hugs, they were crying, they didn't want to leave the camp at the end. And that's because God had revealed his love to them in such a way that they got a little taste, a little glimpse of heaven here on earth, and they just didn't want that love to stop. And I was always amazed that God could do these things with kids who had very little spiritual training, that were probably dragged there by other friends or by their parents, and could accomplish such a great conversion experience for them. And so these young adults, what they really had, ones my niece was working with, the ones I was working with, really had a very strong epiphany or a very strong spiritual experience. Epiphany is defined as a great manifestation or a spiritual event, and it can happen in many ways. It can happen in a general way that affects all of humanity, like Christ's birth, which we hear about today in our gospel, the visit of the Magi. Or it can happen in our personal lives, in a one-on-one encounter with Christ. You know, our experience of God here on earth is on a spiritual level. In other words, we can't see or hear or touch God like those in his time could, but we do encounter him in our hearts like these young adults did. The Holy Family and the Magi, of course, experienced this manifestation and this epiphany and this encounter with the baby Jesus had an awesome effect on their lives. The Magi followed the star all the way to Judea from their own homelands or kingdoms. They saw this child, this poor child, this poor family lying in a manger. They saw his tiny face, heard his little cry, and perhaps even touched his little hands. But they were awestruck. Just like these kids on the retreat, their lives were changed forever. So they left behind their gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh to show their respect and admiration. They recognized that there was something divine, something special about this infant. Venerable Bede, who was a holy man from our Catholic past centuries ago, gives us these details on the Magi. He was the first one to kind of identify them and write them down. The first was called Melchior, and he was an old man who offered gold to the Lord as his king, which the Holy Family, of course, would have depended on in their flight to Egypt after Herod started to pursue the child. The second was called Gaspar. He was a young man who offered to Jesus the gift of incense to honor his divinity. And the third was called Balthasar, and he was a man who offered myrrh, a burial balm, which prefigured the Lord's passion and death for us. In other words, the mission that Christ was sent on to save us. One tradition even says that St. Thomas the Apostle visited the Magi and later in life converted them to the Catholic faith. They were then ordained priests and later bishops. Later in life, when they were older, the star appeared to them again, leading them to another happy reunion with one another, this time as Christians. And so during this Christmas season, we have all probably approached the manger scene, or maybe it was when we were putting it away after Christmas, and maybe we took a few moments to imagine what that experience might have been like for those who experienced this great manifestation of God in the flesh over 2,000 years ago. And hopefully, through this Christmas season, we've come to welcome the Lord in our own lives in a more intimate way through prayer, through the Mass, and the celebration of the other sacraments. Through prayer, we approach the infant Jesus in the same way as the Magi did, except now in a spiritual sense. Then bring our own gifts of faith and humility and repentance to the Lord through prayer, and we are blessed then, hopefully, with our own epiphany or our very special encounter with the Lord. And this will happen from time to time as we pray. And so in this new year, let us pray today that we may live in such a way as to present ourselves to the Lord daily with hearts full of gratitude, love, and Christian charity. And then we will be truly open to the manifestation, the epiphanies, and the blessings that God wants to send us in this new year.